For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. In the animal world, the canine sense of smell is the stuff of legends. Certain dog breeds are prized for their ability to track missing persons and find illegal drugs. Others are trained to search for explosives. Those dogs are adept at leading their handlers to stationary objects. But a few specially trained dogs can do something different. They can find explosives that are being carried by a person in motion, and they can do it among huge crowds of people. I saw this training for myself at Michigan State University.
Tip-off for today's game with Notre Dame, 7 o'clock.
Long before the fans came to watch the Spartans duke it out with the Fighting Irish on the hardwood, police from both Michigan State University and the University of Notre Dame were keeping watch at the Breslin Center. Working in pairs, the teams put their eyes, ears, and noses to the task of maintaining public safety. MSU policeman Adam Atkinson was on duty with his partner, Cora. She's a little young for a cop, but she's already a trusted member of the force.
She's a 2.5-year-old yellow Labrador Retriever.
Cora holds a special place in the canine corps. She's a vape wake dog. That's not a breed, it's a brand. Developed at Auburn University, vape wake is a program in which dogs are trained to track the vapors that are emitted by explosive devices. Atkinson says that's a departure from the way bomb dogs were trained in the past.
When you look at how events are normally ran with explosive detecting dogs, the dogs would come in ahead of time and search before the crowd arrived. Now we have dogs that can not only search ahead of time, but they can also search during and after the games.
The human body produces heat. When we're sitting or standing, our thermal plume rises silently and invisibly above our heads. But when we're walking, the plume trails along behind us. Dogs are very good at detecting those molecules. A person carrying an explosive device emits a heat signature that's part body and part bomb. A well-trained dog can locate a would-be perpetrator, even in a crowd of thousands of people.
Please be aware that all patrons are subject to a visual search.
The Vape Wake program taps into a dog's genetics to develop animals that can rise to the task. Officer Atkinson says from the time they're born, puppies are tested to perform in all sorts of environments.
They have to be able to work in extreme heat, extreme cold, when there is a lot of people around, and just focus on what their job is. And I believe they select dogs that have that passion to want to work.
It's not all work. We're talking about dogs, after all, an animal that lives for playtime.
Where's your ball? Where's your ball? Huh?
This loquacious lab is named Skeet. He came up from South Bend to help out of the big game. His canine colleague, Toxie, is more subdued.
Toxie?
Yep, Toxie. I didn't name her, but it suits her quite well.
Officer Jarrett Gilpin is a police officer at the University of Notre Dame. Toxie has never discovered a real explosive in the real world, thank goodness. But Gilpin says in training, she sniffed out a lot of interesting finds.
Shoe polish. Packing solution, some kind of Teflon-coated packing solution they found. It's kind of amazing.
At 5:30, the gates have opened at the Breslin, and Toxie, Skeet, and Cora are down the hall, hard at work. Vapor detection dogs are not meant to take the place of traditional police animals. MSU officer Adam Atkinson notes that other dogs are trained for different missions. But he says in the post-9/11 era, Cora, the yellow lab, brings a skill set that meets a changing security environment.
These dogs search super fast, so they can search a large area. They're sniffing people as they're walking through, so it just gives us that extra security blanket, another way to help protect people.
So as thousands of people cheered MSU on to victory over Notre Dame on Thursday, the Breslin Center stayed safe, thanks in no small measure to a three-dog night.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.
Dance to the music.